I watched Teal Swan's latest video, Why You Can't Feel Loved for Who You Are, and it hit something really deep, like a sledgehammer to my heart. We're so identified with our doing, our ego, and how our parents and society only ever validate and value our doings, that we have no idea who we are outside of our doings, and we go mental needing constant stimuli. It's the singular source of most of our suffering, especially in a society entirely geared toward rewards, competition, money, accomplishments, consumerism, and status. And we're very much worse at it today than ever before because of the cumulative effects of entitlement, shame, inadequacy, cynicism, unconsciousness, apathy, and ennui. Now throw fuel on the anxiety fire with credit cards, public education, social media, endless electronic and mind-numbing distraction, vicious, pervasive propaganda, impotent economics, politics, and vapid, spineless zombies in high places. The dis-ease of incessant doingness is our justification for more, for progress, for wanton resource use and waste, and for the vast emptiness that will wait in the shadows to overtake our entire ship of reality, should we ever slow down and let the tsunami catch up. We must stop the projection of this madness onto our children. We must reconnect with stillness, calm, simply being, and our peaceful natures. We can safely let go of desperately seeking solace, validation, and personal value through the eyes of everyone else, especially family, unfortunately, and Facebook, the other extreme. Get to know your inner traveler first. Find your way back to center through what resonates. Meditation takes on many forms. It is key to being truly present for you, those you love, and those you will love. We've lost intimacy. We've destroyed trust. We've blanketed feeling and emotion. We've done enough. Simplify. I can't afford to stop. No, you can't afford not to. All these things we slave to maintain have become our masters. What is your truth? What is your passion? What is your raison d'être, not their insipid raison d'etre? Who are you without your vocation, occupation, title, or role? How does it feel to simply state, I am, and nothing else? Dive in. Stop beating the same old drum. Find the music. Solvitur ambulando.